This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Following weeks of pro-Palestinian protests at several American universities, U.S. President Joe Biden warned that order must prevail, even as he underscored that dissent is essential for democracy. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara has this report.
President Joe Biden finally addressed the issue Thursday, saying Americans have a right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos.
Peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues. But neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society, and order must prevail.
The protests are a growing political dilemma for Biden ahead of the November presidential election. While Republicans accuse him of coddling the demonstrators, young voters, progressive Democrats, Arab and Muslim Americans are incensed at police crackdowns on protests and Biden's steadfast support for Israel. More than 1,800 people have been arrested on college and university campuses since April 18. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a new round of gang attacks in Haiti.
Gangs in Haiti laid siege to several neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince, burning homes and exchanging gunfire with police for hours as hundreds fled the violence early Thursday, one of the biggest attacks since Haiti's new prime minister was announced. The violence erupted in neighborhoods located southwest of the main international airport, which has remained closed for nearly 2 months. As new leaders take charge in the country amid squabbling, Haitians are demanding that they prioritize their safety, as gangs remain more powerful and better armed than Haiti's national police. I'm Norman Hall.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met on Thursday in Honolulu, Hawaii, with his counterparts from Australia, Japan, and the Philippines during a Thursday night news briefing. Austin was asked about the possibility that Hamas militants may attack U.S. troops who are setting up a pier to enable aid to be brought to the Gaza Strip. He said that while he couldn't discuss the intelligence information, he added, "I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that." NATO countries say they are deeply concerned by a campaign of hybrid activities on the military alliance's soil they attribute to Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in a message on the social media platform X that actions including disinformation, sabotage, acts of violence, and cyber and electronic interference will not deter us from supporting Ukraine. The AP's Ed Donahue reports another U.S. Capitol rioter has been given a lengthy prison sentence.
A man from Georgia was sentenced to 5 years in prison for his role in the Capitol riot. Jack Witten struck an officer with a metal crutch and dragged him headfirst, face down, into the crowd on the lower west terrace of the Capitol. Later, in a text message, Witten boasted he fed them to the people. Prosecutors say 20 minutes later, Witten kicked at, threatened, and threw a construction pylon at officers, saying, "You're gonna die tonight." In court, Witten showed remorse for what he called his horrible actions and told the judge he has changed. The judge told Witten the videos of him attacking police were gruesome, adding he was out of control. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The AP's Haya Panjwana reports on an American view, American views, that is, of China.
4 in 10 Americans see China as an enemy. An annual Pew Research Center survey found that 4 in 10 Americans now label China as an enemy. That number is up from a quarter 2 years ago and reached the highest level in 5 years. The Pew report samples 3,600 U.S. adults. Half of them think of China as a competitor, and only 6% consider the country to be a partner. These findings come as the Biden administration is trying to stabilize relations with the country to avoid clashes, while still trying to counter the world's second largest economy. The report also found that roughly half of Americans think limiting China's power and influence should be a top U.S. foreign policy priority. Only 8% don't think it should be a priority at all. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The death toll from heavy rains in Brazil's southernmost state of Rio Grande rose to 29, local authorities saying Thursday night, as the state government declared a state of public calamity to handle the dramatic situation there. 60 people are still missing. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.